This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Sorry.
That was close.
I know.
Here, I'll get off the swing. You learn to push.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. I have no idea why this playground only has one swing. Doesn't seem right, does it? Have I seen you before?
I don't think so.
What's your name?
John.
Mine's Legina. Legina Nadriug. You look so familiar for some reason. How old are you?
13.
13? Wow, that old.
You?
Are you asking me for my age?
Yeah, I guess so.
Didn't your mother ever teach you any manners? You're never supposed to ask a lady her age.
But you asked me.
You aren't a lady. I am. Still, I feel as if we're friends. It's weird. I'm the same age. Quite the coincidence, eh?
Thanks for the push.
Don't thank me yet. You're going to push me next.
Now? Okay.
Do you believe in fate, John?
What do you mean?
Well, you do know what fate is, right?
Yeah. Sort of.
Fate is where something is supposed to happen. It's meant to be. I think that applies to us.
What has fate got to do with us?
You almost got hit by that car, didn't you? You never saw it coming.
Did too.
No, you didn't. If I hadn't have yelled for you to look out for that car, you would have been roadkill. Pizza a la tarmac. Flatter than a pancake, stepped on by an elephant and hit.
I get it.
It was meant to be. That's fate.
Thank you, then.
It's okay. You owe me. Can you push me a bit harder?
Okay.
I think I like you, John.
I like you too.
I mean, I think I've always liked you.
We just met.
Are you sure? If you think about fate and that we were always supposed to meet, don't you think that maybe in a way we've always known each other too?
Now that you mention it, I do think I've seen you before. Well, maybe not seen you, but your voice. It sounds like I heard it just yesterday. From the moment you yelled for me to look out when that car almost ran me down, I had a feeling that everything was okay.
It's fate. Because if I wasn't there to let you know about that car, we wouldn't be talking right now.
Again, you have my thanks on that.
So what do you think about me? Am I pretty?
Well, you told me what fate means, right?
Yeah.
Should I teach you what vanity means?
Oh, I know what vanity means.
Don't you think you're a bit vain?
Almost definitely. I just wondered what your thoughts were on my looks.
You are pretty.
I know. What's funny? I happen to know I'm pretty. I'm also smart. It doesn't hurt to have some vanity, but I prefer to call it...
Ego?
No, pride. You could use some pride yourself. For example, you've got some energy pushing me so high. Girls like powerful muscles.
You think so?
Definitely. Your muscles are only for me, though, right?
At this time, it seems so.
Don't you wish this could last forever? Wouldn't life be grand if we simply lived out, swinging freely in the wild, while having your best friend by fate push you?
Kind of like Atlas carrying the heavens.
John, look out!
Get off the ground. That was just a love tap. Tony likes love taps, don't you, Tony?
Yeah, love taps. Fun.
Leave him alone!
What do you want?
See Mr. Johnson's market over there?
Yeah, it's over there behind that stop sign. I like Mr. Johnson's market, Butch. He gives me sweets when I'm good and...
Thanks, Tony. Hey, mate with the arm that's beginning to wilt. Now, you see Mr. Johnson's market over there?
Yes.
Well, as I sees it, well, boy, kiddie goes outside, visits the playground, and they get hungry. Mummy and Daddy know their kids get hungry, but Mummy and Daddy are too lazy to get off their cheap bums to make any lunch. So what do they do for their kiddie kids?
Tell them, Butch. Tell them what they do. I want to know.
They give them lunch money for Mr. Johnston's market. That's what they do. Kiddie, now you don't look like you've had any lunch yet.
You want money?
I knew that one. He just said it first.
I'll get you a cracker later.
Goody, goody.
Don't give him anything.
I don't have any money. I make my own lunch at home.
That's not a very good answer, kiddie, kiddie.
Listen, I can go home and find my pocket money and see what I can get for you.
Well, I'll give you a chance to dob us in. Not a chance.
I've got a piggy bank at my house.
Good, Tony. Kid, I'm going to get your money one way or another. Either with you standing up and breathing or with you on the ground bleeding.
I can't give you what I don't have.
Fine.
Oh, my God! That's a switchblade! John!
Please don't!
My God, no! No!
What the hell?
Butch, I'm scared.
Damn, Tony, let's go.
I want to see him bleed.
Come on!
They're gone. John, do you see that white van over there?
Yeah.
I think it has a problem with backfiring.
That's not a problem. That's a godsend.
We're still here, John. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just a bit sore. I would have been far worse if he had a chance to get that knife into me. I could just see that big oaf holding me down while his friend jabbed repeatedly.
Ugh, John, so grotesque a thought.
Do you want me to push you again?
Are you sure you're up to it?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be back. Besides, it'll calm me down a bit.
Okay.